Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
It's now time for News Headlines with Molly
on the Big Party Show on Channel 94.1.
It's College World Series down to the final two teams. It ended up being extra play over the weekend when Oregon State lost to LSU on Friday, pushing for extra games on Saturday. So LSU eliminated Oregon State Saturday in the early game, and then it was Florida taking on TCU, and they got eliminated. So now it is Florida versus LSU. And that is tonight at 6 o'clock down at TD Ameritrade Park. It'll be airing on ESPN.
Man, those LSU fans have just... been celebrating throughout the city. Florida fans have been great too, but man,
yeah.
LSU fans, they're just visible.
Really?
I mean, you bet. You can tell. I mean, of course, we have a couple purples going on this past week. You know, you had TCU and TCU and yeah, but you can tell an LSU fan. I don't know what it is. Maybe it's the words on their shirt, actually.
That's LSU it. The purple
TCU.
Shirt.
Yeah.
We just want a good series.
Yeah, we do.
Three games would be ideal.
Well, the U.S. Senior Open golf tournament is coming back to Omaha. This is good news. 2013, Omaha played host, brought in about $50 million worth of revenue to the city. And now, in what is one of the quickest turnarounds for the Senior Open, the Omaha Country Club will host it again in 2021.
And then what Molly means by that is that normally it's how many years in between do they do that? They do us, and then they'll do the next one.
We were super excited when we got it, but people were like, slow your roll. You know, it's going to take a while before you get one back. So for it to be announced so quickly after. But they really liked it. They were really happy with Omaha. So we've always had the Cox Classic before in the past, and now we've got the Pinnacle coming back to Indian Creek next month, which is really cool. But we'd never had a tour level event as much as the Senior.
Yeah.
So it's pretty cool that it's coming back. Like guys like Tom Watson were around here the last time, but this time around in 2021, they're saying names like Phil Mickelson will be playing in the Senior.
Okay.
And I had never been to a pro level event like that. And it was amazing.
You can't take phones,
Omaha
right?
Omaha Country Club is incredible. You can take your phone. You're just not supposed to have it out.
Okay. All right.
But that course is absolutely beautiful. And what was funny, so I got to play it yesterday, and mum's the word, or maybe people didn't know.
Probably didn't
Because
know.
My buddy who's a member, I just sent him the story, and he didn't know. They kept it quiet. But we were walking around that clubhouse yesterday and down in the clubhouse. I mean, it's old school, Molly. You can't get in there. Men only.
It's definitely.
It's really sweet. I've never been down there before. It is. Man, that is a heck of a club. And such a hard course, man.
Yeah, that's my
worst
golf ever.
It is cool.
There.
Yeah. I hit a shot on 17 where I was on the back of the green party and then putted past went just past the hole. And then all those greens have different breaks on them and levels. And the ball just rolled past the hole, started to slow down, and then hit the break of the hill and rolled down all the way across the green, off the green, and then about 60 yards down under the fairway. Back further than my approach shot.
Yeah.
I mean, there are several holes on there that if you don't hit past a certain mark,
it's going
your
back.
Ball will roll backwards on the fairway.
Wow. Wow. Well, the pros are
it's
coming.
It's in beautiful shape.
Yeah, good.
Yeah, July 8th through the 11th, but 2021 is the year. Facebook founder and CEO Mark Zuckerberg was in the area over the weekend. That was a little bit of a surprise. Zuckerberg was in Omaha Saturday, visited the Heartland Pride Festival at Stinson Park. Also spoke with our mayor, Stothert, at the festival. The Facebook founder's visit to Nebraska came days after he announced that the social media website's shift is going to be focusing from connecting individuals to building communities. And this is also on the tail of Facebook talking with Hollywood about creating original programming. There's word from the Wall Street Journal that the social media giant is willing to spend up to $3 million an episode and already has two shows planned, a relationship drama and a game show. and that they're hoping to focus on people ages 13 to 34, get them watching TV.
We want somebody to call in if you have a Zuckerberg story, because we're curious how long he was there. Because yeah, there's pictures
and
of
where
him
else?
Talking to the mayor and playing like giant Jenga.
Yeah.
But whoa. You know, College World Series was going on. We assume he was probably checking out that data center, but what was... somebody had to have gotten a one-on-one with him.
Yeah, give us a call if you had any brush up with him, 402-938-9400.
A woman continues to recover after being struck by gunfire. Happened late Saturday night downtown. The 25-year-old was walking by the Jean Leahy Mall near 13th and Douglas just after 1:30 in the morning when she saw several men exchanging heated words, then firing shots. Police say that she was hit by the gunfire, taken to a hospital with non-life-threatening injuries. So far, no suspects are in custody. And as many as 9 people are dead, more than 24 missing after a tourist boat sank in Colombia. Authorities say that the ferry went down Sunday near a popular tourist town. Video of the incident shows that the crowded boat tilting from side to side before submerging in the water. Authorities say at least 100 people were saved, 21 of which were injured. One survivor reported that there were no life vests on board the boat.
That's one of those deals when you get on those tourist boats, like start looking around for life.
For life. Mm-hmm. But yeah, life vests. Something.
And when this thing goes overboard, like we're good swimmers, but remember, you're going to have... You know, you're on a boat of 160 people. You're going to have 159 other people pulling you down.
Yeah, grabbing you. Yeah, out of panic.
They see you floating.
Pure panic.
And then they hold on.
And for some reason, I can't help thinking about piranhas.
I know, which adds the excitement element to it.
Or fear.
It's almost like that's where you want a boat to sink, as awful as that sounds. You know, I don't know, for movies, right?
Nothing sounds safe about this story. And you're just east of Medellin. So if you swim to the shore... Narco-terrorists, they kidnap
you. Hostage situation kidnapping.
This all sounds awful.
It's all bad. You're safer in the water with the piranhas.
And hopefully you had a good lunch, too. So
Today is the last day of the Supreme Court's current term. The Supreme Court is expected to weigh in on the future of the president's travel ban today. The justices could decide to hear a request from the White House to have the temporary ban on travel from 6 Muslim-majority nations implemented. Now, the Trump administration would like to have the measure put in place while the details of the ban itself are being argued. If the Supreme Court grants that request, the ban could be implemented within 72 hours. It's currently being blocked by lower courts. And the company responsible for the auto industry's biggest recall ever is filing for bankruptcy. In a statement released Sunday, Takata said most of its assets will be taken over by Key Safety Systems. That's a Japanese-owned company based in Detroit. Takata's U.S. arm filed for Chapter 11 bankruptcy in Delaware. Faulty airbag inflators made by the company have been tied to at least 17 deaths and more than 180 injuries worldwide.
Those are some pretty big numbers. And it makes you think, okay, so are all the other airbags safe?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you wonder.
I don't know.
Is it only Takata? Like, how do you screw up something like that?
Yeah.
I don't know what they did.
I mean, it doesn't make you think about your airbag, right? If I get in an accident.
Yeah.
What's going to happen?
So about 100 million inflators have been recalled in what the industry experts say it could cost like it could be $10 billion if that's the final cost of doing all of that. And today is an interesting anniversary. It's the 20th anniversary of the first Harry Potter book, The Sorcerer's Stone. And so a lot of international stuff's been going on. More than 600 Harry Potter lookalikes did a Guinness Book of World Records moment. The largest gathering of people dressed as Harry Potter. God bless them. Bloomsbury Books published the first book in the popular series 20 years ago. They tweeted, "We did it." J.K. Rowling's debut novel was released in the U.K. on June 26, 1997.
Do you remember the day the second you got that book, Molly?
You know, I was late to the Potter party.
It got big. I thought when the movie came out, came out, people were going, went crazy.
People in the UK knew about it. I mean, because she's a British author, but I feel like it was a couple books in. Like I remember when I first read The Sorcerer's Stone, there were already a couple books. Like,
ahead of it.
I could binge a little bit.
Well, the movie came out in 2001.
Okay.
And so 1997 is when, yeah, that is a quick turnaround for
So the phenomenon was when the movie came out, everyone had read the book. And I think to a lot of people, that's how you got sort of baptized by Harry Potter. Because I remember I worked at a radio station and we did a big movie premiere. The lines were around the block. Every kid was dressed like Harry Potter.
Yeah, nuts. Mm-hmm. I just remember when those books come out, you'd go, you know, see a line of people at the bookstores, and we had them still. And then there'd be a bunch of people sitting on curbs reading it.
I'm like,
can you wait to get home? But it was that eager to get that book. That's crazy.
Oh, I mean, that was like appointment. That, I mean, I remember, you know, like it'd be like it'd come out on a weekend. You'd be like, yeah, I'm not doing anything Saturday night. I'm going to be staying home and reading.
Well, what else would they
book?
Do while they're waiting in line for a book, which the bookstores even exist?
Yeah.
Without a fidget spinner or a smartphone. There are no smartphones.
Probably have
you
talk to
people.
Talk to each other about your Harry Potter fascinations.
You were reading your other Harry Potter book.
Probably.
To sort of, you know, that was always the other thing, is that you'd want to binge read the one right before it to bring you up to speed. You're, you know, kind of
playing with your wand.
Well, you know. Speak for yourself.
I guess you're right. Yeah. Not in public.
Not in public. Elon Musk says a city with 1 million people could be on Mars within decades. The founder of SpaceX and Tesla did an interview. He said in the journal New Space that at some point the human species could face a, quote, doomsday event unless we become a truly multi-planetary species. So Elon Musk wrote in the journal that a Mars colonial fleet could make multiple journeys to the red planet, building up a population of 1 million in as little as 40 years. Now, he suggests Mars as the best candidate for the first human colony. It's a little cold, he said, but we can warm it up. He added that the first Mars trip could take place in 2022. So that could be the first time. That will be interesting, that first. I mean, eventually that's going to be the next place that humans try to get to. I mean, we did the moon. Don't you feel like Mars will be next up on the boots on the ground situation?
It's so far away. I mean, I don't know.
According to tech genius or guy at bar, I mean, this is such speculative.
Yes, that we can even exist on such a planet. I know they say we can because they do all their doodad stuff, but I mean, I don't know.
I'm not even talking about existing. I'm just saying boots on the ground, you know, like we've landed on Mars and then, you know, you just walk around, take some samples and head back up like they did with the moon. I feel like Mars is the next one.
I feel like we're kind of missing a boat on moon a little bit. I don't know. I just feel like, I mean, we just took some samples and left. It's not like we hung out there for long periods of time and studied what's in fact, is it made of cheese?
I know. You know. Mm. Well, maybe those samples proved definitively that it is, but that it's bad cheese, stinky cheese, and we don't want to go back for any more.
Yeah, how do we know Mars doesn't stink so bad you can't even stand it? You know, like an armpit.
We got to go and find out. We didn't know that the moon stunk until we got there.
Yeah.
Boots on the ground.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Streaming live worldwide, 24 hours a day.
Check it out.
941.com.
Hey, first time ever. Went to the Surfside. Got a little mooning.
Come on, you've been there before.
No, Jeff, I tried to go there before, and I was going to go watch the flood when the flood came, but it destroyed it. Remember?
Yeah.
And it was closed for a while. I had never been there before, and I've always wanted to go, so we decided to go out to this weekend.
It's not even the same thing now.
No, it's completely
checked out. Yeah, I've been there since.
Oh.
It's got like a badass stage for bands. You can pull your boats right up into this tiny little marina.
Yeah.
Surfside is legit.
Yeah, it is like the
So you never got on the old, back in the day, where you'd sit out on like the creaky ports that you're like, is this thing going to fall into the river?
It's funny because a lot of people were, I mean, I'd run into so many people. It was so strange. I was like sitting there and I told Wylene, I'm like, God, I got to get my stepfather and his, you know, Marv and all those guys out there. Family, you know, and then we walk inside and they're already there. I'm like, this is weird. And they just ran into everybody. The Boyles, anyone you could think of was there. I'm like, this is so strange. And then there was
your father's Surfside anymore.
No.
Yeah.
It's not.
It's cool.
And
I
did
like
you
it.
Get to see anybody mooning?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I saw that.
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So the Surfside is now basically like a marina.
Yeah.
Down on the river. And it you is. Go there for like the hush puppies and with the corn in them.
Yeah, the hush puppies. And then there's such a small menu. Chicken, catfish, hush puppies.
Yeah, mm-hmm. What did you eat?
We didn't eat anything. I just had some of them watermelon drinks.
Oh,
it was a pure liquid.
Those things are total evil.
Total liquid dinner.
Yeah. Well, I ate later, but yeah, I mean, Wiley can't eat down there. I mean, I should have gotten something to eat. The line, my God, it was, you know, 100 people long just to order food.
Was there a band?
That was a band. It was Shoot to Thrill. It's a, what you call it? AC/DC tribute band.
So yeah. The last time I went to Surfside, it was probably 2 years ago. It was opening night of the new stage.
Okay.
And they were like still painting it.
Oh, really?
And there was a band going on that night, and it's like five times the original size.
Yeah, that's what everyone's saying. That'd been going there for years. Because I pulled up, I was like, holy smokes, why haven't I been here before? And then, yeah, they're also putting, I guess they're going to put an RV park next to it.
Well, they ought to change the name to like Moonies or something.
I mean, that'd be funny.
The old bit was you would go to the Surfside, you know, your parents would take it. It's like a family meal. And then a boat would go by and everyone would drop trowel.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, this is like as a kid, you're like, I've never seen nudity before.
Yes.
Like it's an uncomfortable moment. You think it's weird when like your parents catch you watching like a naked scene on cable. This is like butts going by in a boat. You're like, and then the next boat goes by.
Yeah.
And it's not just dudes. It's ladies are doing it.
Yeah. And that's what was happening. But it's almost like they're getting no punch out of it anymore. You know, I'm sure back in the day when you're in a boat and you're doing it, everyone's like, oh my, or you know what I mean? But everyone just kind of ignored them. It was sad.
I mean, does everyone do that everywhere in the world on boats? Do they moon? Like, Charlie's on the Lake, nobody ever mooned.
I don't remember, yeah.
Or what was it called down there?
Anchor Inn down there.
No, not Anchor. What was it called down there? The thing that's down by the Bob Curry Bridge.
Oh, gosh.
Dick's?
Stores or whatever the hell. The brewery place, yeah.
If you sat down there.
Dick's.
Boats never came by and mooned you on the river.
No.
But for some reason.
Those were decent people.
The Surfside draws.
The boats.
Like nice boats.
Yes.
Like nice boats go by, quality people turn around and drop trowel.
They just have that moment.
Yeah.
So how many times did you get mooned?
Probably about 3-4 times. Something like that. I mean, you got to catch them. Like I said, nobody's really paying attention to them or going, hey, there's a mooning. I go to White Inn. I'm like, hey, look, he's mooning us. Thanks.
How long do you stay if you're not eating, though? I mean, like, is it someplace that you can, like, sit and chill even if you're not having
you
dinner?
Bet. Absolutely.
It's a complete river party spot.
I haven't been to the new one.
Oh, my God. We got to go. It's, we sat there for hours. 4 hours just sitting there and, you know, just people
sipping
watching.
On your watermelon drink.
Yeah, those things are evil, boy.
It's not that easy to get to.
No, I mean, it's 15 miles away. It's, it's down the river. Or better yet, up the river. So yeah, it's a big jaunt to get there. I actually was like, it's put it this way, it's a $25 Uber, something like that.
Oh, but is that what you took?
But you got to get somebody to get you. You know, I don't think there's anyone else.
$25 Uber from where?
From there to my house. They said it was $25.
Well, that's not bad.
You know, it's not
Miller.
You know, but if you can get people, I mean, I sat there forever as they're looking for someone. I just don't think anyone's over there to pick you up.
Yeah.
You know?
I mean, somebody's got to want to come down and get you because it's remote, if I remember correctly. From like, is it by the old? I mean, is it built on the same?
Yeah, same place.
Okay.
Yep.
Yeah. That, I mean, I can't imagine that there's a lot of cars just going by.
Just bigger.
That is a destination location.
It is. It is. But gosh, man, it's a cool place, too. So first time there, I might be a regular. Who knows?
I always wonder if Alpine Inn and the Surfside, like, always have to compete for the same chef. I mean, is it like losing the cook from Jams, gets stolen, you know, to go to Pitch?
Right.
Is it like Alpine Inn and Surfside are always like, oh, man, somebody stole Carl.
That guy's crazy with the fryer.
No, yeah, Carl's down working fryer down at Surfside.
It does have the Alpine infeel, man. It really does. I mean, instead of feeding raccoons, people are throwing food into the river.
I kind of feel like Surfside is kind of a higher end Alpine Inn.
That could be.
Well, look at you.
You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show.
Come on, wake up. The best way to wake up. Wake up.
Things are going pretty rocky right now for Johnny Depp. So he is apologizing for a joke that he made while in the UK. He became the latest celebrity to make a hint at an attempt on the president's life. He appeared on stage at the Glastonbury Festival and was joking about, you know, the last time. When's the last time an actor assassinated a president?
Making a John Wilkes Booth joke like
yes.
Lincoln. I think it's more ugly that he did it overseas. It'd be one thing if you're like pandering in America to Americans that are mad at the president. Obviously, you should make an assassination joke. But it's almost worse that it's overseas. Like you're playing... I hate it when like artists always run down America in another country.
Yeah.
Right.
I just think that's a little cheap, right?
I mean, you're
pandering.
Supposed to represent who, you know, a little bit.
I just was disappointed that it's a joke in bad taste. So I mean, however you feel about the current administration, it's still the president. You know what I mean? Like that's just how it goes. So Depp apologized in a statement to People Magazine and he said, "I apologize for the bad joke I attempted last night in poor taste about President Trump." He's like, "I did not come out as intended and I intended no malice. I was only trying to amuse, not to harm anyone." So he's making this apology. And now this is the latest. Johnny Depp's ex-managers, you know how he's in that big fight with his talent managers about...
Because of his finances,
yeah,
the money, and all that crap.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, they are now backing up his ex-wife, Amber Heard, and her claims that Johnny Depp was physically abusive to her during their marriage. I guess his ex-manager was informed well after the fact through communications with various house staff and security for Depp that he had been extremely volatile and sometimes gotten physical with Amber Heard.
And that she had a restraining order.
Well, that was later that she had a restraining order during their divorce. This was while they were married. I guess there was an incident that took place around 2014 where he allegedly kicked Amber Heard during an argument. And then she was texting with like his personal assistant and she kept all those text messages. But like, obviously the personal assistant under pressure, they're claiming from Johnny Depp said, "Oh, I don't know anything about that." So now it's like another lay on.
When he's got that Jack Sparrow. I mean, he sounded drunk like that when he made his little comment about the president.
Yeah.
Right.
We've all seen the clip where she's filming him. She's trying to secretly film him. What? And he's slamming doors and stuff in the kitchen and kind of breaking glasses.
You're like, you just got him keyed up about something.
You bet.
And then now it's like, and start.
Yeah.
He's your boyfriend, Molly.
Yeah, I know.
I can't defend bad behavior like that. I mean, that's if he really is, you know, putting up, you know, that's the rule about anybody.
Molly's two lovers on her laminated list that her husband has to approve of are Johnny Depp and Chris Brown.
Chris Brown?
You love yourself some Chris Brown.
You don't even jest. Food rat.
BET Awards were last night. Beyonce and Bruno Mars were the big winners. Beyonce didn't attend the ceremony, took home 5 awards, including Best Album for Lemonade. And then Bruno Mars took home the awards for Best Male R&B Pop Artist for his video for 24 Karat Magic tied with Beyonce's Sorry.
The Twitterverse is endlessly looping the clips of Bruno. It looks like Bruno Mars has fallen asleep in the audience.
You're like
he's bored. He's nodding off.
Boring.
Maybe he's just, you know, he works hard. Maybe it's finally gets to sit down. He's a little sleepy. But Best New Artist was Chance the Rapper.
Okay.
And he was also given the Humanitarian Award for his work, you know, trying to help the community. But Beyonce was not in attendance because she is home with her new babies. There's word, though, that the twins, you know, they were premature and that Beyonce and Jay-Z are still kind of trying to manage their care. Beyonce gave birth 2 weeks ago Monday, but she and Jay-Z are still dealing with the premature birth issues. So
well,
I guess
it official yet? Can we say it officially yet?
Well, no, they have not made an official announcement. Right. I mean, there's been no, but I mean, you go to the hospital pregnant, you come out not pregnant with two babies, people are going to go ahead and just make that leap of judgment for themselves. But yes, as far as what they had, what the names are, none of that has been, none of that has been confirmed.
I know. How are any of us getting any sleep at night?
I'm so excited. I want to know. I want to see pictures. That is your celebrity news update on Omaha's number one hit music station, Channel 94.1.
Broadcasting from the Eat Fit Go studio.
You're listening to the Big Party Show.
On Omaha's number one hit music station.
Channel 94.1.